To all the faithful and loyal listeners of The Ringer and All Things Spotify, can you lend me your ear? A few weeks back, I was approached by the Godfather, Bill Simmons, of The Ringer. And I said, Lord, what did I do to deserve and gain an audience with Bill Simmons? His career has extended far and wide. He said, Evan, hush your mouth. I'm the Lord. All right, Lord, cool. But why? Bill Simmons contacted me, says, Evan, I want to give you a platform. I want to give you the Mac Mania podcast. I want you to talk about all things from sports and sports entertainment. And I said, Bill Simmons, appreciate you. It's right on time, right before SummerSlam. How did you know? How did you know this is my favorite pay-per-view? He said, I'm Bill Simmons, Evan. Hush your mouth. I go, man, Bill tell me to hush my mouth. The Lord tell me to hush my mouth. So the best thing for me to do is hush my mouth. But I'm like, Bill Simmons, Lord, this is a podcast. I have to talk. But listen, Evan, be great. That's all I want you to do. Be yourself. Do you. And I'm like, faithful and loyal listeners of The Ringer and Spotify, I will do just that. I won't let you down. I'll be great, Bill Simmons. I'll be great.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. With over 122 million parts, from superchargers and brakes to exhaust kits and beyond, eBay Motors levels your baby up to its peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Oh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead. Sniff those pits. Now, your bits. Feet. Toes, come on. Ugh. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
Listen, y'all, man, I can't tell y'all how much I appreciate y'all for even putting me on for a little bit, man. Listen, man, I know during the course of this relationship that we have, man, together, man, we have a relationship that I'm trying to build. I'm trying to build a relationship, man. I had a lot of past bad relationships, man. I'm trying to start this thing off on the right foot. Y'all have to listen to me talk, right? So there's going to be some times that make you uncomfortable. Sometimes it's going to make you mad. But the beauty part of this, man, this show, the Mac Mania podcast, I want you guys to be able to voice your opinion. I know you're going to have to hear it, take it in, get mad, but there's going to be a way for y'all to contact me. There's going to be a way for y'all to address me. There's going to be a way for y'all to get at your boy. And I promise you, I will answer every single person, but just keep it clean. Keep it tight. It's a family show. So I'm preemptively saying this because I know there's some things that's going to ruffle your feathers. I know there's some takes y'all ain't going to like. I know because I know how y'all get. I know how y'all wrestling fans get. I know y'all hate when I call it sports entertainment. I know y'all hate it. So I want to get this out of the way. I want us to be close. I need y'all. I need y'all to make this the greatest podcast that there ever been. Ever. So I'm not trying to piss y'all off too much, but I do got to address a couple things. Now, listen, y'all. It's SummerSlam week, y'all. SummerSlam is upon us. This is the debut show of Mac Mania. This is the maiden voyage. This is the Mayflower. Besides all that foolishness they did when they got to America, you know what I mean? Don't mess with the metaphor. This is like the Mayflower. This is like, you know what I mean? Your boy. So I don't know if y'all noticed something, man. Everything was fine. Everything was shaping up to be really nice. And there was a beautiful thing going on and the cards being built. And there's a lot of things that are being addressed. We're getting rematches. We're getting matches that we wanted to see. We're getting matches that we clamored for. But there was something that happened, y'all. I don't know if y'all remember this a few weeks back. Something happened, man. Somebody's music dropped. And I'm telling you right now, when I heard that music, you know what I didn't hear? For some reason, I didn't hear no Cena sucks up. Cena sucks up. Cena sucks. I didn't hear none of those chants. You know why I didn't hear those chants, y'all? Because absence makes the heart grow fonder. I used to not believe in that. But y'all, WWE Universe, all you fans of wrestling and sports entertainment, you guys made me a believer. You made Evan Mack a believer because when my man came out, the GOAT, John Cena. Yeah, I said it. We could talk about that a different day. This ain't the time for this. I'm not using this podcast platform right now to start a war. But he's the GOAT. And when that music dropped, Y'all lost your mind. It was instant euphoria. The peacemaker has arrived to go get the tribal chief Roman Reigns. But just to give y'all a breakdown of how I was feeling during that moment, it's hard to describe because the only thing I could do is this.
Let me hear you say hallelujah. Let me hear you say I am blessed. Let me hear you say thank you, Jesus. Let me hear you say I am blessed.
Oh, yeah. The summer of Cena is upon us. Lord Jesus, my prayers have been answered. The goat has returned. I feel so good, Jesus. I just want to talk about Lord Jesus.
Let me hear you say hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let me hear you say I am blessed.
Ooh.
Let me hear you say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let me hear you say I am blessed.
Oh, yeah. John Cena's back to right the wrongs, to keep everybody in line. To take the title from the trap. Hold on, wait, I don't know about that yet, but let's get the show started, y'all. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Mac Mania podcast. Guys, this is the first episode. I'm so, so grateful to be here at the MGM Grand. Man, guys, I have the Archer of Infamy himself, Damian Priest. We gonna chop it up, talk about all things SummerSlam, get into his career. And I gotta talk about all kinds of things, man. And I'm very excited to talk about SummerSlam and break everything down. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce my man, David Shoemaker. In the building, man. What's really going on? Mass Man Podcast. I'm glad I got an audience with you, man. You the Mass Man Podcast. You in the top of the marquee. I'm thank you.
Well, this is the first time I've been in a room with other human beings in about 2 years, so I'm just glad I'm here too. This is the first time that I've been around our wrestling family. Other wrestling fans, and we've both been looking forward to this a whole lot. But more importantly, I wanted just to stop by and say welcome to the Ringer family. Welcome to the Ringer Wrestling Show on Spotify in conjunction with WWE family. This is going to be a lot of fun. And you were, I mean, I used to play basketball. I don't know if everybody knows that. But you were our number one draft pick. So I'm so excited that you're here, and I'm so excited that you're going to be doing a weekly show for us. And really, I'm just here to give you a high five and a pat on the back, man.
I really appreciate you, man. I like the way you use the word conjunction. Conjunction, what's your function, man? Shout out to School of Rock, baby. Listen, no, man, I really appreciate it, man. Like I said, I'm humbled and I'm honored, man. Literally, shout out to Bill Simmons. Shout out to you. Shout out to Dan. Listen, shout out to Cash. And shout out to every single person that helped me make this very, very easy, man. Literally, all I had to do was walk. Listen, first and foremost, I had to walk through this long 16 corridor Pan's Labyrinth. That is the MGM Grand Hotel and Casino to get to this conference center. Y'all need to understand something here. If y'all are not in shape and you have to go to this conference center, you are in serious peril. So I want y'all to know, but these gentlemen and ladies, that everyone that made this so easy for me to just sit down here and chit chat, God bless you. That's all I had to do was sit down. So Shoemaker, man, I'm honored to meet you in person, man. And it's been an honor, and I'm very excited to chop it up.
Well, it's an honor. The honor's all mine. And I'll also be honored to be talking to you after SummerSlam. We're going to be on Green Room right after the event, yes. You and me. There's another Mass Man. There's a Mass Man show with Kaz that's going to be out. That's already out by the time you're hearing this. And we're going to do another one tomorrow.
Wow.
And another Mac Mania tomorrow too. We're really kicking this thing off in fashion. So, thank you guys for listening. And more importantly, thank you, Evan, and have fun with Damian Priest.
Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED highlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Oh, yes, man. It is an honor and privilege to bring on one of my favorite WWE superstars in all the land, the Archer of Infamy himself, Damian Priest. What's going on, brother? I would like to extend a thank you, man. You're the first guest on my show. Now, listen, I'm trying to make it good because I don't want this to be the first and last show. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you for taking the time, my brother, man. Good to see you, man.
Thanks, man. I didn't know I was the first. This is really cool.
This is it, man. As soon as you walk, this is the first the moment.
All right.
Yeah, so, man, first and foremost, before I get into things, man, I want to talk to you about, like, you know, like, how's everybody? How's your family, man? How's everybody doing, man? How's that going, man? Your personal life, everybody going all right?
Everybody's good, you know? Yeah. Doing as best as we can in this crazy world, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I was thinking about it when I started this, man. I was like, man, I said, people can, like, they call me a hater, man. So I wanted to get this out of the way. I was hating on you. I was sitting at the crib, and I was hating on Damian Priest. And let me tell you why I was hating on Damian Priest, man, because I seen you post a picture on Instagram with your hair, man. It's all braided up. And I was a little jealous, man, because my brother can never grow hair like Damian Priest. So I was hating because you're always showing off, like, the braided hair, man. So I just want to let you know real quick that I was hating on you from afar, man. Every now and again, when I slide in your DMs and send you like some well wishes and stuff like that, there was a moment where I see you get your braided hair, and I was kind of hating on you, bro. That's all I was trying to say.
That makes sense. But I appreciate you admitting it, and you know, it comes from a good place, I guess. You know, I appreciate it.
I got a full confession to make too, man. When you had that stint with Bad Bunny, man, and you were having those moments with Bad Bunny, and I really wasn't really put on, I really wasn't hip to Bad Bunny, to be honest with you. You know, I heard things about Bad Bunny and I knew what he represented, but as a like a full confession, I just didn't know how great this dude was, man. And before we get into SummerSlam and stuff like that, can you just take me through that buildup and that process of having that moment with Bad Bunny, being able to have someone that you probably listen to and then have that moment at WrestleMania? What was that like?
Wild. So when the idea was presented to me, it was hilarious. They were like, hey, you know who Bad Bunny is? And I was like, yeah. But so I was confused as to why they were asking me.
Why are you asking me why?
So like, yeah, we want to team you with Bad Bunny. And then my first thought was, wait, you gave a wrestler the name Bad Bunny? There's already a Bad Bunny. And that was my first thought.
They're like, the Bad Bunny, though.
And right, they were like, no, that's the one we're talking about. And I was like, what?
It's crazy.
I was like, he's coming here? I just thought it was so cool. And then, you know, we meet, hit it off immediately, because we're from the same neighborhood in Puerto Rico. We were raised in the same place. I actually have a family member who was his brother's middle school teacher in that town. I mean, we had so much in common. So then we hit it off like that immediately. And then we both love what we do. You know, we're adamant about doing it our way, you know, as far as like, and it comes to that rock star lifestyle, which is, you know, if I'm going to succeed, it's going to be on my terms. And we were told from the get-go, if you want to succeed, you got to change the way you talk. You got to change the way you dress and present yourself. And then to us, that's not making it. I'm making it for you, not for me. So we had that in common. And then we start working together. Yeah. And then there's chemistry on TV. And then the preparation, man, and the training was wild with him.
I think that was the biggest takeaway. I think people, when some people come on and everybody wants to be a WWE superstar. Everyone always talks about, oh, I want to do that. I want to get in the ring without that hard work and that dedication. You know what I mean? But I think that's what stood out the most about Bad Bunny, how prepared he was.
Yeah.
So talk to me about like that process, man, and how dedicated he was.
So like you said, everybody likes the idea
of
it, but not actually doing.
Everybody wants to get in the ring. Yeah.
No, he moved to Florida for months to train. Crazy. Like, and that was his life. He would train all the time. And
that's crazy.
Were getting in the ring, and this is the side that people didn't see. People didn't see him taking his licks and getting knocked down over and over, but also didn't see him getting up over and over and saying, give me more. Let's do it again. Let's try that again.
Wow.
It was a lot of cool moments like that. I mean, he put in the time and he put in the work like 100%. That's not me saying it because I'm trying to, you know, boost him up. He doesn't need my help.
Yeah.
But he legit, and it was inspiring to watch somebody of his caliber do that and kind of like, well, we should all be working harder if he's doing it like that. You know what I mean? So it was cool to see. And then, you know, come WrestleMania, that was wild. Like the other side is he could prepare all he wants. He could train all he wants. But when you're there,
that
live,
moment.
And something goes wrong or things that you weren't expecting happen, how do you react? That's the measure of a WWE superstar. Wow. That's what separates us from other, you know, wrestlers around
Absolutely.
The world. It's the way we react and we respond in the moment to a situation. Man, like a pro. he acted like a pro. I mean, things didn't go perfectly, you know, with the rain and everything. Everything was slippery.
That was crazy.
And he, like, I mean, like he's been doing this for years. That was so cool to watch.
So talk to me, DP, man. This is a Damian Priest interview. Just want to let y'all know, man. I know I started getting on this Bad Bunny rant, but brother, you talked about being yourself and making your way on your terms. But that has to be difficult at times, though. When you see a person conform a certain way and then move past you, and your grind and your journey to get to this stage, and it's a SummerSlam. This is Sheamus. This is a United States title, though. So talk to me about, like, not compromising, though, and how difficult that was when you were on the come up.
I probably could have made it a lot sooner had I done that. Had I compromised and just went with, you know, rolled with the punches and not been stubborn, I guess is the right word. But I mean, I've been doing this 17 years. You know, I've only been in WWE for a little over two.
I
probably could have, but I wouldn't change anything, man. Like, I love the way things are working out right now. And it's because of the way I decided to do it, the way I decided to make it. And I always tell people, do it your way. You know, like, it's your dream, nobody else's. Wow. You got to work for your dream on your terms.
Wow.
You know, nobody can change that. So, yeah, I'm extremely proud of how this came. I mean, bro, SummerSlam, man.
Bro, you SummerSlam. You going against the Celtic Warrior, Damian. Bro, like, we, sidebar, man. What's the craziest thing you've done in Vegas that you're allowed to talk about on this podcast without getting in trouble?
Oof.
Listen, man, I ain't trying to get him in trouble. Listen. I do not want this thing getting canceled, but I do. And what's the PG-13 version of the craziest thing the Archer Infamy has done? You a party guy, man. You tell everybody that. You can't put all that business out there and then expect me not to ask this question. I was like, y'all was talking to my wife. I was like, yo, babe, I got to ask him this question, man. But I got to get him to get the PG or PG-13. Give me like the Disney version of what you're doing.
Disney version of a wild story here. I mean, there was one time I was here and I had to catch a flight and I had to take a bus.
Yeah.
And let's just say I had half my clothes on running onto the bus from a wild night. I don't even know where my clothes were. I didn't understand where I was. I was like, what? And people were brushing me and I was just so lost. I can't give you the story of what happened.
Good. But, keep it clean, baby. Keep it clean.
But yeah, it was running through the hallways of a hotel, just one shoe on. You know, my shirt all unbuttoned and didn't know where I was. It was great.
So y'all have to use y'all imagination for the rest of that stuff, man.
Yes.
I really appreciate you, man. I know it's hard to censor this story, man, but God bless you, Damian Priest. So listen, man, United States Championship on the line, SummerSlam this Saturday, Las Vegas. To me, this is the biggest match of your career, sir. You're going against Sheamus. We're talking about a multiple-time champion, probably your first Ballot Hall of Famer. He has done everything. He has captured all kinds of titles. You're in that ring. You have this match. Can you talk to me about what that means to you to be in this moment?
You know what's cool? Everything you just said about Sheamus, it's crazy that I'm facing the best version of Sheamus.
Crazy.
I think he's putting in the best work of his career right now.
There's no question.
And I love the fact that I get to test myself against that guy, you know. This is wild. Yeah, it's Sheamus. This guy is 100% exactly what you said, a Hall of Famer, a guaranteed. And this is my biggest match. It's my first title opportunity on this roster, you know, since I've become a member of the Monday Night Raw. And hell yeah, I'm ready. Like, I feel I'm wilding in my head. Like, this is crazy, but I am beyond ready, and I'm ready to soak in this opportunity, man.
Yeah, DP, you been stealing the bro kick. You been stealing moves, man. Hold on, man. You already got the reckoning, man. You got a plethora of things in your arsenal. Why you stealing moves, Damian Priest? We put you on the hot seat. Why you stealing moves?
Well, I just want to show him, like, imagine what I can do. I mean, I could do anything, and I could win. Like, I don't need just one tool, and he has one tool. And I just showed him that I could use his tool against him. You know what I mean? So that was just showing out a little bit, a little showing off. But I'm not trying to keep the bro kick. He could keep that.
So you, like I said, you've been in the game. You said 17 years, man. So do these kind of moments, man? Do they make you nervous at all? What's preparation like for a match like this, man? Because it's different, man. We're gonna have 40,000 people in this arena, man. They're gonna be, do you feel you have a pulse of the WWE universe yet? Cause you know how things are a little bit different because we had the situation with COVID and stuff. Do you feel like are you over, brother?
Look, first of all, 1,000%. I'm nervous every single time.
It's a good thing, though, those kind of nerves.
I try to use it to my advantage, yeah. You know, where it's kind of like, well, you got to keep going, work through it, you know. And then once, because they kind of subside while you're out there.
Right.
So unless you think about it. And I, so I use it to my advantage. And then as far as knowing and getting the pulse and am I over, I'm shocked every time that people know who I am.
Why is that though, brother?
I don't know. I don't know.
You've almost grinded for like almost 20 years though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've put in work, you've put in time at different promotions, different places though.
I just don't never take anything for granted. I never believe that I, just because I deserve to be over or that I've earned to be over. I just don't take anything for granted. So it's, I like the idea that it's always surprising and I'm always grateful for any reaction. WrestleMania, I mean, it was
crazy.
My jaw dropped. I mean, I was like, oh my God, they know who I am. You know, that was such a cool feeling. And every Monday when that happens, it shocks me. I mean, you can see it in my entrance. There is no me pretending. Like, you see my face, you see me jump up and down because I'm hyped. And I'm like, I want to party with everybody, you
feeding
know?
Off
like,
the crowd.
I love that feeling. I legit, like, people say it all the time, feeding off the crowd and you know, getting that extra energy and that electricity in the air. I legit live it. Like, yeah. I totally feel it.
Priest, talk to me about that, though, man, because people say it, like, superstars talk about that all the time, about what the fans and that energy does, it does to you, though. But can you elaborate on that, though, what it really is and how important the universe is and what that energy does? And try to describe that feeling to someone that's never felt that feeling before. Can you put that into words, man?
Yeah, well, I'll try. So, you know, you heard the term, you don't know what you have till you lose it.
Indeed.
And I think the crowd not being there during the Thunderdome era proved to us that we didn't, although we appreciate the crowd, we didn't fully understand why we appreciated them. And it's the emotion that is invested in it. Wow. You know, I could be in the ring during the Thunderdome and wrestling, and I'm going through the motions and doing my thing, but I don't know if this is the right way to move or right reaction. And then I get tired a lot easier and there's no extra like second wind oomph to help me get through stuff. And then now with their live crowds, I mean, just seeing their faces, feeding off that emotion, I actually get a second wind. It wheels me to my feet. It's the craziest thing. I know it sounds wild, but it's real. Like I get goosebumps every time I'm out there and I'm just seeing their faces and it's kind of like, oh, this is what I needed. Now I know how to, I feed off of this because now I know how to react. I know how to engage. I know how to get fired up. Because you just know. That part. I can't describe. I'd put in words because it's just a feeling that you just know. And the crowds there, like,
it's crazy.
They are the other person and they're part of the show, very much so, just as much as we are. And without them, it's just, like I said, we were trying to entertain, hopefully distract people that were going through it. But now I love the fact that I can feed off of, because this business is emotion based. Like, it's all about emotion. 100%. So I need to know what they're feeling. I need to know that I'm causing an emotion and vice versa.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So, brother, when we're talking about your career, man, and your journey to get to this stage, man, what is there a point in your career where you were like, nah, bro, I can't do this, man? was there a point? Because when you're trying to do anything that you dream in and you're trying to do anything that's hard and people are telling you, like, what are you trying to do? Like, what are you doing? You know, like, do your 9-to-5. What was there a point in that 17-year come up when you were like, nah, man, I'm good, bro?
There was a few times. There was a few times that I thought that, you know what, maybe I should go out and get a job. And I did. I stopped wrestling for, I think, almost a year.
Got to pay these bills, man.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that, you know. And you know, I don't know. It's just something in me. It was like, I wasn't born for this. I was born to do more. I was born for this world, like WWE world. And like, there was nothing else that I could envision myself doing that I'd be happy and loving my life. And then... I watched WrestleMania 25. It was Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels. And boom, right away, I was like, I got to get back in the ring. I need to make people feel like the way they just made me feel. Wow. And then I just went full throttle. And then I really overly committed myself. So before that, I kind of coasted, you know, surrounding myself with the wrong people and telling me things that, you know, telling you what you want to hear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're going to be fine. You're going to be a big star. You know, you got the look, you got charisma. Yeah, don't worry about it. Well, that's not what I needed to hear.
But even though there's truth to what they're saying, though, but it's not helping you out.
No,
while
no,
you're trying
no.
to do
I needed
what you're
somebody
trying to do.
To give me a boot, you know, and then, yeah, little by little, I mean, I used to be really overweight. I lost over like 150 pounds in
crazy,
the course of like 2
man.
Years and just really dedicated myself and then changed my life. I never believed in the idea of the power of positivity until one day I was
New
like,
day,
you know
baby.
What? Let me just, yeah, exactly. You know, let me just try it out. What else can I lose? You know what I mean? And then you start doing it and an opportunity opens up and another opportunity. And I'm like, oh, this is a real thing. You know, and even when something negative happens, focus on the positive of any situation. And then you live happier.
It's crazy you say that because getting that boot you were talking about. My father, man, like I would ball out one time, man. I had like 40 points, 15 rebounds, 6 assists. I man, balling. We won. My dad was like, "You missed them 2 free throws, man. You gotta."
Yeah.
He was like, "That's what I'm talking about." He's like, "Them 2 free throws, man. You could y'all could have lost, man. You know what I mean?" I was like, "Yo, dad, how like a triple double, man."
That's hilarious. But my father did the same thing with me when I used to fight when I was younger. I would win fights, and he would say, "Why didn't you put your hands up?" You know, like he would yell at me about
something. The sixth round, you could have ended it earlier.
And I would be like, "But I won."
He's like, but it's how you won. You could have won if you did this. That's crazy, man. But that's what got you to the point you are right now, man. And we're keeping with the SummerSlam theme, you're a fan, man. You got a match, but there's other matches that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
So like, what is Damian Priest most excited to see? Who are you excited to see? What match has your attention besides your own? Getting that title.
And then obviously it's easy to say the title matches, but let's look at the other ones just based on feud and story. Edge and Seth Rollins to me is
crazy.
I'm looking forward to that one.
Absolutely.
That's going to be a banger. And there's, you know, I mean, you're talking about years of history back and they showed the, you know, like they brought it back to when they had an interaction. I love that because it makes sense. There's an actual reason for these guys to go at it. And
absolutely.
It shows. And you can see it in their delivery and everything. Like they're passionate about this. And I'm looking forward to that. That one's going to be a banger.
That's going
to
be cold-blooded. So I got my one man. He lives across the pond. His name is Mons. Young man. He's a fan. He had a question. I was like, yo, if you could ask Damian Priest anything, what would you ask Damian Priest? And I was like, I'm going to ask Damian Priest. I don't know what the hell going on with this show right now, man. We trying to do a couple different things, man. So Mons wants to know, so SummerSlam, any SummerSlam, who would you face as like a dream, like old school opponent, and what title would it be for? So who would you face? Question from Mons from London.
This one is always in any scenario.
I already know. But go ahead.
It's always going to be Taker.
For real? I was going to say Shawn.
Undertaker. Well, Undertaker's the reason why I fell in love with pro wrestling.
Wow.
With WWE, sports entertainment. Like, he was the reason. I remember living in Puerto Rico. By the way, my memory is not that good these days. It's taking a lot of shots to the head. But I vividly remember this. I was living in Puerto Rico, and it was a funeral parlor segment with him and the Ultimate Warrior where he stuffed them in and locked it.
Yep.
So it had nothing to do with wrestling. It was just, is this guy going to live or not? You know, like because they were trying to open it and he couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
And just that feeling of that interest. Like I was so like mesmerized by this whole scene. Wow. And I was like, I need to do this with my life. Like that was the moment that I fell in love with the business. You know, I liked it as a fan before that. But that moment, I don't know why, but it changed. And so it's always got to be him. Oh, I have tons of people that would be dream matches.
Give me another dream match.
Well,
give me,
you said Shawn. That's 100% one.
Shawn, Taker. Who else? Who else though? I'm curious.
Rock, Austin, Scott Hall. You know, that's one of my idols.
Yeah.
You know, like we're talking, and this is just guys that are retired or just are not here full time. Because if it's somebody full time now, it's Edge.
Edge is, yeah, tell me, talk, man, sidebar, yeah, talk to me about Edge, man, because this is the dude that I never thought would be in the ring again. This is the dude that I watched, man, and watching his, he's in the Brood, and then he makes the, he's making these transitions, he's grown, and he evolved to this Edge, man. But just talk about me about seeing this dude in the ring. He's about to have a match against Seth Rollins at SummerSlam, man. Just talk to me about what Edge represents, man, as far as professional wrestling goes in general.
Hope. Like, that guy, that he literally is hope. Like, that you can, no matter what, you could always there's always a possibility of something positive happening. And he's the proof of it. And, you know, he never gave up the idea. And then finally it came to fruition again. And now he's here. He's killing it. I mean, he's also like, it's not just he's back and here. No, he's at the same level, not better. I mean, he looks amazing.
He's in shape. He's shredded, man. He's still fast. Wow. He's still.
And this is somebody who, again, I was a fan of, and we have a lot of similarities, just our style, you know, the rock star thing. But also, you know, earlier in my career, I was a dark, more evil style character. Mm-hmm. He was in The Brood, you know, and then we evolved into more like just our everyday selves where we like music. We like going to concerts. We like that lifestyle. And then like you see it and it's kind of like, oh, we're very similar. And then he's a tremendous human being. He's one that went out of his way. I had never even met him. He went out of his way to contact me to give me advice while I was in NXT.
Unbelievable.
And then kept in contact with me. And I would call him almost every week and you know, to give critiques from him for my matches. Or he would just randomly call me to say, hey, I saw this. Hey, you got a minute? I want to talk to you about it.
Crazy.
Like that. And then now I'm here and then we see each other in the locker room. It's just wild. And I'm so happy for him. I'm so happy that he's happy and he's doing what he loves doing. And
absolutely.
And everybody obviously welcomed him back with open arms. And he's, like I said, he's killing it right now. Absolutely. It's awesome.
So listen, man, I was a little guy back in the day, Damian Priest. I didn't hit my growth spurt till like, I don't know, about 16 years old, man. Then I shot up. I was picked on, man. People bullied your boy. We was broke. They talking about your boy's clothes, anything like that. So I used to have an imagination, man. And I was a super huge fan of WWE, man, when I was a kid. So I used to always imagine, like, if I could push a button, man, and I could have a wrestler come in and just do a finishing move on that person that was harassing me. Like, I used to dream of this kind of stuff. Like, I would love for Undertaker to come out, Tombstone pile somebody, drive somebody, and just roll out. So I asked the question, Damian Priest. Young Damian Priest getting picked on, man. He's at school or whatever. What magic button would you push, and who would come out, and what finishing move would they use?
It's the same answer. It's gonna be Taker.
So Taker will come out and just tomb. He gonna get the smoke and everything. The smoke will come in. He's just gonna tombstone power.
Yeah, you're gonna hear the bells, the gong, the whole shebang.
It's a slow burn, though. I can imagine.
I want you know, 90s Taker, supernatural with the powers. Yeah, I mean, he's the lightning striking people.
That was my go-to, man, because I wanted the whole pageantry.
Yeah.
I wanted me to be by like the little locker or whatever, and then I hit the button and the whole thing happened. Damian Priest chooses Undertaker, y'all. I choose Undertaker, man. But before I get you out of here, brother, I wanted to give you like just a quick word association, man. But it's not gonna be like typical word association. I'm gonna give you the word, but kinda give me whatever comes to mind, though. You know what I mean? It's not just one word. Just give me your first thought process when I give you that word. You ready?
Gotcha.
Cool, okay, man. So let me start with Sheamus.
I don't want to call him a stepping stone, but he is a necessity for me to overcome, for my name, for my legacy, what I want for I keep saying I want the name Damian Priest to live forever.
Yes, sir.
Winning championships is a part of that. Moments are a part of that. This is a necessity for me, my name, and my career.
Puerto Rico.
Pride. The idea that people look up to me now. Hmm. It's wild to me, you know, in that sense where I'm like, I'm an inspiration to the island and just the whole Hispanic community now, that where I get told all the time. And these are the few things that you don't think about when living the dream, right? And my dream was to be a WWE superstar. But I never thought about the other side, the platform that I have and that I represent and that people look up to me and they are inspired and they turn their lives to be maybe a little bit more positive and they try harder to achieve their dreams. So it's pride and being proud.
Wow. Greatness.
Greatness. Mm-hmm. Something I want to achieve. Mm-hmm. Something that, like an Edge and all these guys, that I feel like they make me believe it's possible to achieve it. And I won't stop till I can. Hmm. And if I don't, imagine all the cool things I'll achieve just trying.
Roman Reigns.
Another necessity. At some point, someday, has to happen.
Oh, don't tease me now. Don't tease me.
Has to happen.
Well, that's the tribal chief, man. I don't know. You ready for all that smoke, Damian Priest? Vince McMahon.
The business. No Vince, no Damian Priest. Literally everything to this business. So I think we should all be grateful for that guy, to be honest. And just a wizard when it comes to how he speaks to people, how he makes you understand what you should be or what you can be. It's wild, like having a conversation with him and, you know, him just explaining things to you. It's just, you just understand it and feel it differently.
Yes, sir. And finally, SummerSlam, brother.
Dream come true. SummerSlam is obviously, you know, SummerSlam is one of the big four. And being that this is going to be the biggest SummerSlam of all time, and mm-hmm. this, especially in this country, I am so grateful that I'm going to be a part of it. And it is, 100%. This is another part of a dream come true for me. And humbled and... So, I mean, I'm happy. It makes me so happy to know that this is happening. It's just and every positive emotion that I can think of, put it into a ball. That's what SummerSlam is to me.
So, Mr. Priest, sir, before I get you out of here one more time, man, any final words for Sheamus, man, the Celtic Warrior, man, and all his greatness, man? You are at this position right now, man. You're at the top of your game. Is there any final words for Sheamus before your match at SummerSlam?
Yeah, Sheamus, I appreciate and I'm grateful for you being at the top of your game and for being the United States champion so I can dethrone you at SummerSlam.
Damian Priest, the RG Infamy, ladies and gentlemen, coming on the Mac Mania podcast, kind sir, man. I really appreciate you, man. This is the first episode, man. Let's hope I get a second one, man.
Yeah, I hope so too. And I hope I'm back on it.
I want you to come back, man. I appreciate you taking the time, man. Listen, apparently Mr. Priest took like a shortcut. I walked like 5 miles to get here to this conference room. Damian Priest said, "Oh no, bruh, I just came right up here. What you mean? I just hit a corner and I was up in the conference room." So Damian Priest, after we wrap this up, can you let me know the shortcut to get up out of this building? Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
You got it.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. Man, it's crazy, man. We had this. I just had this amazing interview with Damian Priest, y'all, and for the first show, Mac Mania, man, and it's. It's kind of crazy, man, to be sitting here in the MGM and just doing an interview with the great Damian Priest, one of my favorite, and seeing him in person for the first time and talking to him about his journey a little bit and talking to him about his match with Sheamus and just sitting here in this moment, kind of just trying to take it all in, y'all, man. And it's quite excellent, to be honest with you, to be sitting here, man. And got my man Kyle over here, man, finding like rap beats for your boys so we can make the intro slap, man. And the beat's a banger too, but I was about to drop a 16 on that joint real quick, boy. But I was like, nah, we gotta do a show. No, but it was really, really awesome to hear what he had to say. And I'm telling you right now, man, if y'all don't know how big Damian Priest is, man, Damian Priest is a grown adult male, man. He is a large individual, man. You know when a brother just roll up on you, man, you think you about to get beat up, even though he look nice, but you could have got dropped. That's Damian Priest. That's a big dude, man. Everybody, let me tell you something. Hide your kids, hide your wife, everybody. Stay away from the RG Infamy if he's in a bad mood. He's large and in charge, man. I was sitting in my seat quiet. You heard my voice? I was asking quiet, sweet, humble questions. You hear me? I was like, yeah, Damian Priest, it's really, really nice to meet you. Man. You hear how quiet I was? I was quiet because he's intimidating. What you want a brother to do, man? It's my first show. But Yo, y'all gotta join me tomorrow, man. What I got? I got something else cooking on. I think X Woods coming on. I got X Woods. Yo, exactly. Up, down, down, left, right, left, right. Let's go, Mac Mania, baby, running wild, bro.